down and be my friend.
Ooh.
You had better go and get a pen.
Payment, folks.
And maybe we can keep in touch.
The final
like they
teaser.
Did in the old days. It wasn't so long ago. And I wish you well. Sign your pen pals.
You are in the final teaser with Daniel and Rory.
This is our third teaser. Next week, we start in earnest.
It starts. Mm-hmm. It starts.
July 28th, first episode. If you haven't already done so, please go onto iTunes, rate, review, subscribe, resubscribe, unsubscribe, then subscribe again. I don't know if that does anything, but go for it.
Why not do that?
Why not do
it? Just to see.
Yeah. And then
mess with the system. You know what I mean?
Yes. In your rating
you don't
review.
Have to, don't play by the rules all the time. Find your little nooks and crannies right. Where you can go against the rules.
We'd appreciate it if you threw us a 5-star if you're digging these teasers or you've been around for a while from our earlier episodes and you know you already love us before we got to Team Coco. Or maybe you've just found out and you kind of like us. I think that's a 5-star. Kind of likes good enough in my world. And leave a review.
You can always go back and re-review.
You can always go back.
Unsubscribe, post-rescribe, then scribe again. And scribe as many times as scribing will happen.
Feel free to ask us a little mini letter in your review. And also postmark it. Let us know where you're coming from. I'd love to see where all the pennies and pallors are at. Rory. Before we go where we
and
go.
Also to ahead. The new people, to the new folks.
Yeah.
Also, don't be afraid to go ahead and write us a letter. Jump the gun here.
How do you do that, Roar?
Well, we're not doing the DMs. We're doing doing Gmail, yep. Folks. So it's going to be the penpalspod@gmail.com. Don't write us a novel. You're smarter than that. Give us something juicy.
Yeah.
I want something juicy to kick it off. We're going to have guests on this show, not every single week, but we are going to have guests. Don't you want to send a nice juicy letter for the guests? Hashtag juicy letters.
Ooh, I like that hashtag. I was thinking the other day, I was like, I wish someone would write us a letter about the time they tried to start a fire or their time they went in a hot air balloon and didn't want to do it. Like something as simple as that, I would read a letter about.
That sounds not simple at all.
Just ever had a bad hot air balloon ride? Have you been in a hot air balloon?
Guys, just write us something as simple as the one time you rode in a hot air balloon.
That has to have happened. Have you done it?
And then bungee jumped.
Have you done it?
No.
Have you done any sort of extreme sport thing? Bungee jumped?
Have I done what?
Like an extreme sport, extreme activity type thing, like bungee jump, skydive.
No.
I've done the one where they hoist you way up and then they cut that cable and you just swing all the way down.
Oh.
I've done that. Yeah.
In like a canyon? Did you do it in a canyon?
Was that a Six Flags Great America in Gurnee, Illinois?
Well, if you ever take that footage and decide to post it to Instagram, just remember, you want the beat to drop just as you get cut and you fall.
Yeah.
So it's like, ah!
Very
and also have a fisheye lens and also do it as a selfie stick but it's that kind of selfie stick fisheye lens where we can't tell that you're the one holding the camera and that always gets me.
And then if you use captions, make sure the font is papyrus. That's how you want people to know your business.
That's right.
Before we go where we go though, Roar, well, let's tell everybody who our first guest is going to be next week, July 28th.
Our first
guest is part of Team Coco. I'm excited.
Yeah.
You can do it. I want you to do it.
I'll do it. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, our first guest on Pen Pals 2.0 with Team Coco is going to be none other than the wonderful, the fabulous, you know her, you love her, Casey Wilson, folks.
Yeah.
This is great.
Happy endings. Gone Girl? Black Monday?
All of it.
She's amazing.
Hilarious.
So we can't wait to share that with you. But we do have one more teaser, one more little
and you're in it right now.
One little past hors d'oeuvre of pen pals.
Yeah.
Should we do it?
Also, if you are listening, but right before we do it, just want to put one more thing out there.
Do it.
If you're listening to this teaser and you're like, I can't wait until next week. I'm curious. What are these guys all about? We have past episodes.
Sure.
We have 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Where have you been is what we want to know. Where have you been?
Yeah.
Because we've been pumping out epis.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard it put like that before.
I've never even said it like that, but it felt good.
Well, we can't wait for our first epi to be pumped out on July 28th as part of Team Coke. It feels hashtag, weird when you hear it.
Hashtag Eppies.
Hashtag pumping out.
We're going to be saying Eppies a lot now. Get okay. used to it.
I'm in. All right, you ready to go?
Daniel,
yeah.
How about we go to the letters? And here we are at the letters. You sprinted, and I appreciate that. I did a...
You took the elevator.
Are you? Have you... truthfully,
yes.
When you've tried to do a pogo stick, how many times...
When is the last time you think I tried to do a pogo stick?
I bet before you were 10 years old. But there is a part of me that thinks sometimes you're at a high school party, you see it in the garage, people are drinking.
Oh, that is a nightmare of a decision.
How many times have you ever actually pogoed?
If you were at a party right now and somebody goes, oh, I'm going to try and pogo stick.
I wouldn't even let anyone do it.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't.
I would. There's no way.
You ever seen footage of someone trying to pogo stick on a trampoline? What did they think was going to happen? What did they think was
going
to happen?
You're going face first into springs.
Well, you kind of rip the trampoline.
That too, but even if that doesn't happen, it would go out from under you and you'd go into a set of springs.
This is how careful we are. This is how cautious we are. If any of these new listeners out there, you think you can just willy-nilly go mm-mm. pogo stick on a trampoline, dude, this is not the show for you. We are anti
I know we have to get to this letter, and I want to get to
trampoline.
I want to get to this letter, but I just have a quick question. Would you even...
I got so fired up, I almost forgot we had a letter.
Would you even mess with a Skip-It right now?
Skip-Its were good.
Skip-Its were great.
What'd you
do
get?
You remember your record?
Look at us
instantly going to the measurement. What do you? It went to 999.
I broke 100 for
you
sure.
You did?
Yeah. It's not that hard. I'm going to have
that
a skip
makes
it
me
at
feel
my
like
next.
I must have too, because my first thought was like
you
82.
For sure. I'm going to have a skip
but now
it at
I feel
my
like
next
it was
birthday party.
Dude, nobody wants to get that sweaty.
And one of the, remember the platform with the ball in the middle?
You mean the BOGO ball?
And you genuinely
you
thought,
think I don't
I'll
know
jump
a
high.
BOGO ball?
You jump higher without the BOGO
ball. Buying a BOGO
moon shoes were a bust.
Buying a BOGO ball with my grandma was how I learned about checking accounts.
Why?
Because we went to Eagle's grocery store, they were selling BOGO balls, I guess.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want this. And then my grandma like wrote it. I was like, what, Grandma? You just wrote them a letter. And then she was like,
wrote them a
no,
tiny
it's a checking
letter?
Account. And then she explained to me that's how we got the BOGO balls because there was money in her checking.
Look,
account.
If there's any listeners out there that want to write us any tiny letters like his grandmother did, we will take it. But just leave it blank. We can figure out the amount.
And we
as
only
we
need
go.
One blank.
That's right.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you the great French fry debate.
Is it, though? Is it really going to be?
We're
going to
find out. Hi, Daniel and Rory. Just to be very clear with our listeners, that is not the correct
order. I feel like it is.
Order, that the,
I
that
feel
you
like
be
it
writing.
Is.
I just think Rory and Daniel sounds better, but rolls
Does
off
Does it
the
sound
tongue.
Better or just different?
All right.
Go ahead.
My family and I have a long-standing debate about which type of fry is the
I love
best.
A family fight.
I'll tell you what's crazy about this letter. I've recently gotten into this fight.
Really?
Yes. My dad insists it's a classic McDonald's fry, but that feels so basic. Mm-hmm. My brother says it's a curly fry, but they are so hard to find. I don't think that you're looking.
Yeah, they're not.
For me, there is nothing better than a crispy, well-seasoned waffle fry, but the bummer is the only place near me that has them is Chick-fil-A, and they are always soggy. My question for you both is, what is your favorite type of fry? Steak, crinkle, shoestring, etc. And do you have a restaurant preference? Love, Mindy.
Can I say really
can
quick?
Can I say? Can
I'm just
I,
mad
can,
that we did this for a teaser.
We did it for a teaser.
I could talk about
That's
this
right.
for an hour with you.
Well, we have episodes
is,
where we have talked
for
about
a
food
teaser?
For quite
Oh, we're
going to
talk
time.
About this again someday, no matter what happens. Go ahead, Rory.
I recently got into when I was shooting Physical, a show that I'm on Apple TV Plus. Go ahead and check it out.
Watch it right now.
With Rose Byrne.
It's running right now.
I said that my favorite French fry was Burger King over McDonald's, and there, out of 200 cast and crew, no one was on my side.
Nobody?
Everyone was Team McDonald's, and I was like, look, I'm not saying it is the best fry. I just think Burger King is a better fry than McDonald's, and I was trying to say, when you bite into that original chicken sandwich,
ooh,
the Burger King fry complements it so well,
chicken.
More so than when you bite into a quarter pounder and you have a McDonald's fry. I like that. Look, I'm not here to start controversy.
Well, you have. Obviously.
I like the McDonald's
you shut down
fry.
The set that day.
You know what? Dipping the Wendy's fry into the Frosty?
Now that's
shut
a move.
Shut it down.
Can I tell you,
shut
side note?
Shut that down and get it out of here.
Rory, there was a time in my life where I was eating two original chicken sandwiches and a double cheeseburger from Burger King.
Wait, like daily? Or just
at
that
least
was
once
a
week.
What age was this?
23.
Same. Your metabolism was like through the roof. You didn't even notice. You were probably also playing a lot of sports and you were like
hungover.
Burning it off instantly. Yeah. Oh, God. Remember when they were like Big Macs were like two for $2? What a dangerous
I've
world.
I've had one bite of one in my life.
Oh, that's right. For anyone who is new to the show, Daniel hasn't had a lot of fast food. He's also never had a Philly cheesesteak. And oh, my God.
Or a Whopper.
That's happening very soon. We're getting off track here.
Okay, hold on. Fries.
Or is this the track Mindy wanted us to get on?
Fries. Do you like a crinkle crust? First of all, waffle is so far down the list in terms
crinkle,
of a good fry.
Crinkle's what you get at Shake Shack.
Yes.
Love
or
it.
Country School in Rochelle,
I don't like
Illinois.
Shoestring. I don't like shoestring fries.
No, it's
get
too,
them out of here.
Because you know what it is?
It's like, just be a hash brown and get your life together.
You end up doing... You are. They're overcooked hash browns.
Yeah.
Because here's what you do at best with a shoestring. At best. You make like some sort of mop contraption where you try to get like 12 of them and then you're raking it through the
If you're
going to
put Cheese Whiz all over some shoestrings and maybe throw some
you're
salsa
a fork and knife
on there.
Now you're fork and knife.
And that's what you have to do.
Right.
A steak fry.
Steak fry. I love a good steak. You know, steak fries can
so
be
the
wrong.
Opposite.
They can be done wrong.
I hate them.
You hate them all the way across the board?
I hate them. What is the point? What are they trying to prove?
When they're too underdone,
with their bulkiness, and look at me, we're bigger than the other.
I don't know,
you know
man.
What? It's like
the Klondike restaurant in Rochelle, Illinois had the best steak fries. I still think about
God,
them.
God, I would love
that place. Hasn't
Klondike
been open for 20
right
years.
Now. I'd eat a Klondike right now.
The restaurant or the bar?
The ice cream.
I wish we could do both.
I won't. If I'm given the choice, I will not do. I'd actually go shoestring over steak fries.
What?
Yeah.
You know you're lying. Look,
no,
you can't
I
guess.
Would.
You know. You
I
know
hate
you're
steak
lying.
Fries. It's
you
like,
are. Dude.
It's so much potato. It's like, just go be a whole potato. It's like when someone's like, hey, bring me a pile of steak fries. They're essentially saying, can you give me 12 full potatoes that have been, you know, skinned or whatever?
I don't want to promote another podcast on our teaser for us becoming a Team Coco show, but this is what Joe DeRosa and Saw Volcano go through all the time.
Right. Well, these are valid arguments. These are very
Wait,
valid
so
arguments.
So your favorite is a
curly fry. I do love a curly fry.
It's fine, but it's like, why? Curly fry is the Spencer's Gifts of fries. It's like
there's something there for everybody, is what I mean to say.
No.
Including the ball you touch and your hair stands up, and that never gets old. Could you imagine having
and,
ever
and
bought
the
one
greatest
of those?
Collection of greeting cards with women in bikinis?
That's true. It's
like,
true.
Hey, do you still have a thing for Kathy Ireland? Here's Spencer's gifts.
Here you go. Remember she was in that movie where she was the kicker?
Okay.
yes. Curly fries are great. I'm a huge
They're
curly
fine.
Fry.
They're
are
fine.
You still...
You go sweet potato fry?
Are you still in or out of your sweet potato phase? Because I'm out of it now.
I love a good sweet potato fry. I like a mix.
I'm out. I went through that phase and I felt like I
got duped. Did you go into truffle or garlic parm fries? We literally have to talk about this another time.
We got another minute. Let's just power through. Chick-fil-A does have great waffle fries. I know what you mean. I don't think they're always soggy, but they do have a good...
Negative.
They do have a great waffle fry. I will conclude... I love a really good waffle fry also, but if you're telling me right now to pick a fast food chain and what kind of fry I like,
yes.
I'm going to hold my ground. I like the Burger King French fries.
I would go with Shake Shack if I'm going big chain. Otherwise, just give me the family order of French fries from Country School in Rochelle, Illinois. They're crinkle cut. It's like 3 pounds of French fries. And in high school, that was like my
3 night. 3 pounds of French fries. I mean, that's like 2 steak fries. That's okay. Exactly 2 steak fries. Okay. If you were ever on a ship that was sinking, run to the kitchen and see if they have any steak fries. You'll be able to build a boat out of steak fries and you'll live. You'll be fine.
Because you can eat.
You won't even get wet. You'll actually be just fine.
All right,
this
Mindy.
Is an absolutely great letter, Mindy. You know the deal. When we get chatting about food, we
I
get
we'll
fired
talk more
up.
About this at another time.
And the title, The Great French Fry Debate, it does make sense because it is great and people are very passionate about French fries. We wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Rory Scovel.
And Daniel Van Kirk. And we can't wait for next week, our very first full episode on Team Coco. That's July 28th. If you haven't subscribed yet, do it right now. If you already, after these teasers, know that you love us as much as we love you, feel free to rate, review, and subscribe. And also send us your letters, thepenpalspod@gmail.com. We'll see you in full next week.